At Christmas, one of the titles for Jesus that we sing and we proclaim is that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And so it's a very stark contrast that we hear in today's gospel that Jesus says he has come to cause division, that he has come to set fire on the earth. What is this peace that he talks about? Well, Jesus came primarily to bring peace between God and man. And as part of that, he has to separate those who want God, who want heaven, from those who do not want it. This is the judgment that will come in the end times. And we don't speak about this much because it's not popular, because people don't like to hear about it, and we all want to be positive people. But it is a reality, and it is something that Jesus taught and part of our faith. This fire that Jesus refers to is twofold. Number one, it is what we call the refiner's fire. I remember being in Austria one time for a Christmas festival, and in this Christmas festival, they had all sorts of people practicing their trades, people working on leather, people working on metal, and there was a guy there also making jewelry out of various precious metals. And to heat up the metal, he would put it in this iron pot with a handle on it and melt it down, and he would hold it over the hottest part of the fire, and which I learned was not way down in it, but actually kind of towards the tip of the flame. It's where you get a lot of air combined with a lot of fire. And he would melt this metal down, and he would even leave it in there past the point of melting to burn off any impurities. And we call that the refiner's fire. The same was true back in the time of Jesus. And brothers and sisters, that is what Jesus is talking about in today's gospel. The fire that refines us. And that can come in the form of your daily circumstances of life, the trials of life, being married or having children can be a refiner's fire sometimes, right? As well as the joys that come with it. God allows these circumstances to burn away the impurities in our life, to get us ready for heaven. Remember what St. Paul says, our citizenship is in heaven, not here on earth. And so Jesus is trying to get us each ready for heaven. But this fire also that Jesus is talking about refers to hell. It's not talked about a lot, but it is a reality. I remember a couple years ago, a very famous Protestant pastor up in Michigan wrote a book where he said that hell does not exist, because how could a good God send anybody to hell? Well, we worship a good God, but we also worship a just God, and without any justice, there's no point in being good. I want to read for you today a passage from St. Teresa of Avila. God gave her a vision of hell one day, and just so you know what she saw. A long time after the Lord had already granted me many of the favors I've mentioned, and other very lofty ones, while I was in prayer one day, I suddenly found that without knowing how, I had seemingly been put in hell. I understood that the Lord wanted me to see the place the devils had prepared there for me, in which I merited because of my sins. This experience took place within the short space of time, but even were I to live for many years, I think it would be impossible for me to forget it. The entrance, it seemed to me, was similar to a very long and narrow alleyway, like an oven, low and dark and confined. The floor seemed to consist of dirty, muddy water emitting a foul stench and swarming with putrid vermin. At the end of the alleyway, a hole that looked like a small cupboard that was hollowed out in the wall. There I found I was placed in a cramped condition. All of this was delightful to see in comparison with what I felt there. What I have described can hardly be exaggerated. Nor can it be understood. I experienced a fire in the soul that I don't know how I could describe. The bodily pains were so unbearable that I thought I had suffered excruciating ones in this life. And according to what doctors say, the worst can be suffered on earth, for all of my nerves were shrunken when I was paralyzed, plus many other sufferings of many kinds that I endured, and even some, as I said, caused by the devil. These were all nothing in comparison with the ones I experienced there. I saw furthermore that they would go on without end and without ever ceasing. This, however, was nothing next to the soul's agonizing, a constriction, a suffocation, an affliction so keenly felt and with such a despairing and tormenting unhappiness that I do not know how to word it strongly enough. To say the experience is as though the soul were continually being wrenched from the body with it would be insufficient, for it would make you think someone else is taking away the life, whereas here, it is the soul itself that tears itself to pieces. The fact is that I don't know how to give a sufficiently powerful description of the interior fire and that despair coming in addition to such extreme torments and pains. I didn't see who inflicted them on me, but as it seems to me, I felt myself burning and crumbling. And I repeat, the worst was that interior fire and despair. Being in such an unwholesome place, so unable to hope for any consolation, I found it impossible either to sit down or to lie down, nor was there any room, even though they put me in this kind of hole made in the wall. Those walls, which were terrifying to see, closed in on themselves and suffocated everything. There was no light, but all was enveloped in the blackness, blackest darkness. I don't understand how this could be, that everything painful to see was visible. Nothing like a cheery passage, right? But it is reality. We talk in confession about having perfect or imperfect contrition. And I always wondered what the difference was. And in seminary, I finally did learn that imperfect contrition is when we fear hell. Perfect contrition is when we love God. And I've used the example before with the kids of how it's one thing to turn away from the devil or to push away the devil. It's another thing to turn around and run towards God. And often one of the difficulties in doing that is we can push away the devil, but we feel stuck. Kind of like Jeremiah in the first reading today, who was thrown in a cistern and stuck in the mud and he couldn't get out. St. Teresa of Avila describes it as being suffocated or despairing. And often, brothers and sisters, Satan will attack you in this way. In fact, I've learned, especially as a priest hearing confessions, that his ultimate goal is not to get you to sin. His ultimate goal is to get you to despair. Despair is the opposite of hope. And brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ came to bring you hope. Did you notice at the beginning of the quote that I read you that St. Teresa said that God had allowed her to go to hell to experience the place that the devils had prepared for her on account of her sins? Yet she's a saint in heaven. You see, the devil has prepared a place for each of you in hell. But Jesus has prepared a place for each of you in heaven. And Jesus has sent fire upon the earth. You get to decide what that fire does. It can either be a refiner's fire that gets you ready for heaven, that purifies you, or it can be the fire of torment. You decide.